How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Howbeit, 21st verse, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. That combination there, prayer and fasting, we know something about prayer. We don't know everything, but we do pray. I don't know how many of you fast, or how many that may have questions about even fasting. It's not a popular subject or nothing like that. Matter of fact, it's mentioned in the Bible quite a few times, but it's not discussed a whole lot. So my subject is, what about fasting? But I must tell you this from the get-go, that fasting by itself is not what you might think it is, or some may, you know, say it is. But prayer must go along with fasting, if you fast. It's, number one, it doesn't change God. You fasting does not change God. God is the same when you fast, during your fast, after you fast. He's the same. So it does not move him like that. But the greatest thing is that it moves you. It works with you. So, what is fasting? Fasting is tisam in the Hebrew, and nestivia in the Greek language. The literal Hebrew translation would be not to eat. The literal Greek means no food. It's a choice of absence from food. I've been familiar with fasting for many years. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but what little bit that I did know, I learned mostly from, I looked at the Isaiah 58, so let us go there. Isaiah 58. But the purpose of fasting is what I really need to get to first, I guess. What is the purpose of fasting? Hold Isaiah 58. I did tell you to go there. Let's go to Acts 13:2. Acts 13:2. Acts 13:2 says, and they minister to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So the first thing, what is the purpose of fasting? It's to minister to the Lord. Now that is not only the day in that minister to the Lord, it also goes with the third verse says, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So one of the things that before sending somebody away, also minister to the Lord, is that you would lay hands on them. I mean, you would fast, and that was part of that. So minister to the Lord. Go with me to Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. And be not drunk with wine, wherein to it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And that's another, when you fast, you can minister unto the Lord, praying and while you fasted. But when you fasted, you always have time to set aside for the Lord. Now, where I had you holding that in Isaiah 58, let's go there. Isaiah 58, I'm again with the sixth verse. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Now, I believe for years that if I fast, those are things that, you know, we know God has already defeated Satan. He's a defeated foe. We have to fight of faith. And here it's saying that it's not just the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. The bands of wickedness to be loose from you or in the situation that you're with. Also the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Seventh verse says, it is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to my house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Now, the eighth verse says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. In my search and study and known that it didn't change God, but it do help me. And it'll help you. If you have any question about you can't even find it actually nowhere in the epistles, nowhere in the New Testament, nowhere in the Old Testament, nothing, any instruction about fasting. That ironclad rules not laid down nowhere about it. But we find in the scripture that Moses fasted 40 days. Now, with those dates and that time, you know, Jesus fasted later on, it was 40 days. Daniel fasted 21 days. And some others, Esther fasted. But there's different types of fasting. There is the partial fasting, absolute fasting, and their liquid fasting, and so forth. So you have different types of fasting. But the results of fasting is one important thing. And to see that the wickedness, the heavy burden, the press go free. Now, you may not have all of these people coming to your houses and stuff like that, and you're dealing with that, but you can give. You can give to the poor. You see that they're in need. You can give to the naked, you know, clothe them, and so forth. And then fasting, it might not be always food that you're fasting from. You can fast from somebody's time at your TV, the internet. Maybe times when you can break from that and take that time to pray and get before God, hearing what he said. Because it helps you. I'm not going to be here long. It helps you. And even in the natural. But there's a thing that you need to understand, that those 40 days fast, Moses was with God at that particular time. And the supernatural enablement probably in his case, and with Jesus fasting, the angels were with him. But when we fast, God told disciples that this kind come not out by prayer and fast. And the first thing was prayer. And the second thing was fasting. I looked at that and I said, you know, that didn't happen until he got there, and this lunatic had to go. Those disciples had asked him a question, why they couldn't do it. But it took prayer and it took fasting. But again, the fasting is to condition yourself. If you want a closer walk with him, now he's already in you. But if you think about it, food gets your mind off on something else. You take if you think about eating all the time, think about when your next meal, rather than think about your next blessing from God. It's not too good. So being away from food or letting it go, one of my mentors, he fasted. He started out just fasting. He didn't even fast 2 days a week, Tuesday and I think it was, I've been Tuesday and Thursday. He would fast. But it wasn't nothing that God told him to do. Now, me, I never fasted over 3 days. And I was cautious about, you know, and as I have studied, anybody ought to be cautious going over 3 days because the water situation, whether your body can take it. And then if you fast, then you need to understand whether your physical condition will allow you to fast as you pray. Don't say anything about, you know, what it takes to pray, but the fast. So you have to watch that out to make sure that your health condition will allow you to miss those meals. And looking at the types of fasting, that's another thing. I don't know, it would have to be God to tell me to fast any longer than I fast. And I believe it would be God to tell you. You would have to look to him, between you and him, to how long you should fast, if you fast at all. In the Bible, there are nightly fasts, daily fasts. There are some fasts where they were 14 days, as I had said earlier. Daniel in 10:3, 21 days, and so forth. Moses was in Exodus 34:28. Jesus was in Matthew 4, where he fasted. But they was led up by the Spirit of God to do it. But you have to ask God yourself, should you fast? And if you do it on your own, you get spiritual, along with prayer. As I said, I wouldn't try to fast, just fasting. But, fasting and prayer. But it will help you receive, hear from God, because your mind is not on any food and so forth. And you're really praying and you're fasting to hear from God. It may be an assignment or something that he wants you to do. That's what you would hear him for. You want to make sure that you hear what he has to say and, of course, obey what he has to. The regular fast consists of food and drink except water. These are the types of fasting. And apart from, like I said, supernatural enablement, the body can function for 3 days without water. Again, I was saying something that my mentor had said, that, he had fasted 2 days a week in his field work, but he soon changed. God told him to not fast 2 days a week, but go on a type of fast that were fasted lifestyle. Fasted lifestyle, you can just eat less. You may not eat all you want that day. It may be one meal a day, it may be 3 meals a day, but you just don't sit there and stuff yourself. It's that a fasted lifestyle is one where you just eat less. Every meal, or whatever meal that you eat less. Getting back to Isaiah 58, not just the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Every yoke be broken. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth in the morning. Light come. Thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thine the yoke, to put it forth of the finger, and to speak in vanity. If thou draw out thy soul through the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, thy light shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, whose water fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall be of the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repair of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, and go on thy pleasure on my day. Call the Sabbath to delight, the holy of the Lord. Honorable and thou shalt honor him, not doing thy own way, not finding thy own pleasure, not speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and will cause thee to rise upon the high place of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen. But fasting, like I said, is not, you know, like I said, it's not a popular subject. It's not something that you may be out of the will of God or nothing like that. It's something that you won't hear a lot of. But you're going to hear a lot of prayer, and it's a good thing, and it goes with if you fast. But fasting will help you. And my caution is that knowing what your body can do to fast, knowing that it will help you if you do. I'm not sitting here tonight and tell you, like I said, any kind of rules or instruction on how to fast that's in the Bible. How long to fast, that's in the Bible. You know, that's not in there. That's going to be between you and God, if you fast. And I can only tell you that it is summary. One of the results that I know of greatly is Second Chronicle. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 20. Results of fasting. Beginning with the third verse, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judea. What happened was, it came to pass, this was before that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them and the other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then came some that told Jehoshaphat, said, there cometh a great multitude against thee from before beyond the sea on the side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazar-Tamar, which is in Jedi. Here again with the third verse, it says that Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all of Judea. We see that as a result of this, without me just going with all the scriptures, read all these scriptures, he questioned God about those people being there before they got there. They didn't dwell with them to get rid of them. So he's saying that they rewarded them by trying to come out and cast them out of their possession. But all of, down at the 14th verse, it says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiah, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and said, listen, hearken you. And hearken, that means listen. ye all Judea, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, not dismayed by reason of this great multitude, but the battle is not yours, but God's. So he told them, so they didn't, you know, after they had fasted and perhaps prayed and so forth, he said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zig. Ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. He said, he told him, he said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. So Jehoshaphat bowed his face to the ground. All Judea, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And skipping on down, they rose the 20 verses, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. They went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, ye shall prosper. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. This is a show of power of praise and worship here. Unto the Lord, that should praise the heavenly of holiness, as they went before the army and to say, praise the Lord, his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which come against Judah, and they were smitten. You see the power of pride. Well, here we know we talked about first, he said, a fast, and I know they pray, and we know they're singing here, and they're praising the Lord, and the Lord is fighting their battle, you know. But this is a result of all of those things together that shows, and then they, you know, they was able to get all of their goods, the spoils of these tribes that had came against them. And these tribes fought each other. Instead of fighting them, they fought each other, and they destroyed themselves. And so that shows the power of what God would do for you, for us. Amen? So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Amen. We thank God for his word. I just wanted to bring your attention to that part, that of those scriptures in Matthew, that particular scripture that said that type of miracle or deliverance come only by prayer and fasting. And you can seek God how you should fast, if you should fast at all. And but there's not a whole lot, like I said, the rule fasting so many days. You can miss meals. I mean, I miss meals or something like that. I don't be concerned about the number of days. Because the last thing you want to do is do anything, like I said, to hurt yourself. But just follow God. Just talk to him about it, if you should. And if he tell you anything, if you don't, it's not an ironclad rule. But it was something that I was studying, and I wanted to share it with you. So I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. So it's something that, you know, I may not have answered all your questions, but hopefully it helped. Glory to God.